This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Ever feel like you're kind of driving your website blindfolded? Like it's out there doing its thing, but you don't really know what's going on under the hood.
I think we've all been there.
Well, today we're ditching the blindfold and diving deep into the world of Google Analytics, specifically two powerful tools that can really illuminate what your users are doing. Goals and funnels.
That's right. We're going to explore how these tools can help you really see the actions people are taking on your website, why they matter, and how you can use those insights to actually optimize your site.
So think of this as your backstage pass to understanding user behavior.
And with Google Analytics, you've got this incredible platform that can give you an almost X-ray vision into what's happening.
Right. And speaking of X-ray vision, let's start with Google Analytics goals.
Sounds good.
Now, when we say goals, we're not talking about some vague aspirations for your website.
Definitely not.
We're talking about concrete actions. So can you paint a clearer picture of what these actually look like in the context of a website?
Absolutely. Think of goals as those finish lines you want your visitors to cross. It's all about identifying the specific actions that are actually valuable to you and your website's purpose.
Okay, I'm with you.
So let's say you have an e-commerce site, right?
Yep.
A prime example of a goal would be someone completing a purchase.
Makes sense.
Now, if you're a content creator, maybe your goal is someone subscribing to your newsletter or downloading a resource you've created.
Right.
And for those service-based businesses, submitting a contact form or requesting a quote, those are goals.
Okay, so it's really about what a successful visit to your website actually means, in practical terms.
Precisely. What does that success look like? That's your goal.
Got it. Now, why are these goals so important to set up in the first place? What's the real benefit of having these clearly defined?
Well, imagine you're looking at all this website traffic coming in, but you have absolutely no way to measure if it's actually effective.
Kind of like watching a river flow by, but you don't know if there are any fish in it.
Exactly. Goals are what give you that framework for conversion tracking. You're essentially tracking when a user completes one of those valuable actions you've defined.
I see.
And this is what moves you beyond just counting clicks to understanding the real impact.
So instead of just seeing that people are visiting your site, you can see if they are actually doing the things you want them to do.
Yes. And you can then see which marketing channels are driving those valuable actions, what content's actually converting those visitors, and ultimately understand the return on investment of all your efforts online.
So let's say you're on board with the idea, but maybe a little lost on how to get started with actually setting up these goals. Can you walk us through that process in Google Analytics?
Of course. So first, you want to log into your Google Analytics account. Head over to the admin section. It's usually tucked away in the bottom left corner.
Got it.
Within the property column, you'll see a goals option. Click on that and it'll take you to a screen where you can set up new goals.
Yeah.
Now, Google Analytics offers a few different goal types depending on what action you want to track.
Okay.
So you have destination goals. Those are triggered when a user lands on a specific page, a thank you page after they've made a purchase.
Got it.
Then there are duration goals. Those are great for tracking how long someone spends on your website.
Makes sense.
And page screens per session goals. These count how many pages a user actually looks at.
Okay, so that gives you an idea of how engaged they are.
Exactly. And finally, event goals. These allow you to track those specific interactions, things like someone playing a video, clicking a button, that kind of thing.
Okay, a lot of options to really drill down into what matters.
Right. The key, though, like we discussed, is to make sure the goal type actually aligns with your business goals. So think back to those finish lines, what actions show that someone is moving closer to your objectives.
That will help you pick the right goal type and get everything set up properly.
Exactly.
Okay, that gives us a good roadmap for goals. Now let's talk about user journeys and funnels. The idea of a visual representation of a user's journey really intrigues me. Can you walk us through what a funnel actually looks like?
Okay, imagine someone's buying a product from your online store.
Go ahead.
Their journey might start on the homepage. Maybe they browse a few product categories.
Makes sense.
Land on a specific product page that catches their eye, add it to their cart, head to checkout.
Okay.
Fill in all their shipping info, payment details, and finally, they land on that order confirmation page.
The thank you page, we've all seen it.
Yeah. So a funnel in Google Analytics, it lets you visualize these distinct steps as a sequence.
So you can see the flow step by step.
Exactly. You can see how many people go from that product page to actually adding it to their cart.
Oh, I see.
How many go from the cart to actually checking out and all the way to that final conversion goal, that completed purchase.
That's super helpful.
And each of those stages in the process, that's a step in your funnel.
Okay, that makes it much easier to understand. Now, why is having this visual funnel so much more powerful than just looking at the overall conversion rate?
Well, the real power is in seeing exactly where people are dropping off. You know, your overall conversion rate might look decent at first glance.
Let's say 3%.
Right. But then you look at your funnel and you realize 80% of the people who add something to their cart never even make it to the payment stage.
Wow, that's a huge leak.
It is, and the funnel shows you precisely where you're losing those potential customers.
So instead of just knowing you have a problem, you can see exactly where that problem is.
Exactly. It gives you that laser focus to improve the user experience.
I like that. Laser focus. So how do we go about building these effective funnels within Google Analytics? What are the key things we need to think about when we set them up?
So the first step is mapping out the ideal path you want users to take to reach a specific goal.
Okay.
So let's stick with that e-commerce example.
Sure.
You need to clearly define those essential stages a buyer goes through. It might be product page to add to cart page to shipping information page to payment information. And finally, that order confirmation page.
Got it. A clear path.
Yeah. Now, when you set up that destination goal in Google Analytics, in this case, it's the order confirmation page.
Right.
You'll have the option to actually define a funnel. And there you can specify the URLs or parts of the URLs for each of those preceding steps in order.
So you're basically telling Google Analytics what the steps of the funnel are.
Precisely. And you can also choose whether each step is required or not.
Oh, that's handy.
Yeah. This helps Google Analytics track users as they move through your defined sequence.
Or, as we've seen, don't move through it.
Exactly.
So once we have the funnel up and running and we start seeing the data come in, how do we actually use that information to refine the funnel and improve that user experience?
So you'll be able to see the drop-off rates between each step.
Right.
If you see a big drop-off at a certain stage, that's your red flag. It's telling you there might be a problem there.
A bottleneck in the system.
Right. Let's say there's a huge drop between that shipping information page and the payment information page.
Uh-oh.
Right. So you'd go investigate that shipping information page. Is it asking for too much information? Is the layout confusing? Are the shipping costs clearly displayed? You know, these are the things you look at.
So you can start making some hypotheses about why people are bailing at that stage.
Exactly. And then you might run some A/B tests. Try simplifying the form, maybe showing the shipping costs earlier.
So you make some changes and see what effect that has.
Exactly. You monitor how those changes affect that drop-off rate in your funnel. It's an ongoing process.
Analyze, hypothesize, implement, measure.
Yes.
Now, something we often hear about is the perplexity of user behavior.
Okay.
I mean, sometimes trying to predict what users will do on your website feels like trying to read tea leaves.
Oh, for sure.
How does Google Analytics help us make sense of this seemingly unpredictable behavior?
Well, you can't get inside each individual user's head.
Oh.
Right. But Google Analytics gives you this aggregate data that reveals patterns across your whole audience.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. So you look at things like, what pages are they visiting most? In what order? How long are they spending on each page? Where are they leaving your site?
You start to build up a picture of the typical user journey.
Exactly. And this helps you make data-informed decisions about your website.
Instead of just relying on your gut feeling.
Yes. For example, you might find that a lot of users who read a certain blog post, they then go directly to your product page.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. It's suggesting that the blog post is actually warming those leads up.
They're already interested in that specific product.
Precisely. So that's a valuable insight for your content strategy. It's about finding those common threads in what might initially seem random.
Making sense of the chaos. Now, there's another interesting concept that came up in our research. Burstiness in analytics. What exactly does that mean in terms of website traffic, and why should we care?
So burstiness refers to those sudden spikes in activity on your site.
Like a flash mob of visitors.
Kind of. It could be triggered by a successful marketing campaign, a social media post that goes viral.
The power of going viral.
Exactly. Or a news story that drives a lot of search traffic to your site, or even just seasonal trends.
Okay, so what's the value in being able to recognize these bursts? How can that help us do a better job with our websites?
Recognizing those bursts allows you to be super responsive. So let's say you see a surge of interest in a specific product after a social media post.
Okay.
You can jump on that, Make sure that product is front and center on your homepage. Make sure you have enough stock. Maybe even run a promotion alongside it.
So you're really capitalizing on that wave of interest.
Exactly. Understanding where the burst came from also gives you clues about what's working with your audience, what channels are driving engagement.
I see.
Like if you get a burst of traffic to a blog post about a current event, you might want to create more content around that topic.
Stay relevant. Keep that momentum going.
Yeah. And analyzing these bursts can also help you make sure your site can actually handle those sudden influxes of traffic.
So you don't crash the party when everyone shows up.
Yeah.
Now, we also need to talk about this idea of balancing specificity and context when we're looking at our website data. Why is it important to see both the granular details and the bigger picture?
It's a bit like a puzzle.
Oh, yeah.
You need all the individual pieces to see the full image, right?
Right.
Specificity gives you those granular insights. What specific button are people clicking? Exactly how long are they spending on a particular paragraph?
A tiny detail.
Yeah, this is super valuable for spotting those really precise usability issues or those content bottlenecks.
Okay.
But if you only focus on those tiny details, you might miss the bigger picture.
You get lost in the weeds.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You need context to understand how these little interactions add up to those macro conversions we're tracking with our goals.
So are people clicking on that button because it's helpful, or are they clicking it out of frustration?
Yeah, that's the question. You got to zoom in to diagnose those problems, but also zoom out to see the whole picture.
Keep those business goals in mind. And finally, we can't overlook the power of communication.
So true.
Our source emphasized the importance of using clear, conversational language, analogies, metaphors, all that good stuff. Why is this approach so important when we're trying to understand and act on complex data like website analytics?
Because let's face it, raw data can be intimidating. You know, all those charts and numbers.
Yeah.
By using everyday language and relatable analogies, kind of like how we talked about funnels as road trips and metaphors, it helps to bridge the gap and make those complicated concepts much more approachable.
It's like translating the technical jargon into plain English.
Exactly. You take the data and turn it into a story about your users.
When you can understand the story behind the numbers, it's much easier to remember and use that information.
Precisely.
So as we wrap things up here, what's the key takeaway you want listeners to walk away with today?
Yeah.
About Google Analytics goals and funnels?
If you're serious about your online presence, you need to get a handle on these tools.
They're not just nice to have anymore.
Right. They're essential. They give you that framework to understand how your site is performing, but more importantly, how users are interacting with it.
And we covered a lot today. We talked about how goals define what success actually looks like, and how funnels show you the path users take to get there.
Yeah.
We talked about understanding user behavior, recognizing those bursts of activity, the importance of looking at both the fine details and the bigger picture.
Absolutely. And using language that actually makes sense to humans.
So for you, the listener, what's one conversion you'd love to see more of on your website? And what steps do users typically take to get there? Mapping out that journey and setting up those goals and funnels in Google Analytics, that could be your key to unlocking a whole new level of understanding about your website.
It's like getting that X-ray vision we were talking about earlier.
Definitely worth the effort. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.